The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
And old man bear market, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We talk about estate planning, Social Security, your 401k, you name it. We talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have a ton of boring financial stuff to talk about. But before we do that, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe. I'm a senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. Thank you, Jack. And we're a firm that we specialize in retirement planning. So our clients are primarily people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, this show is designed for you. And I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
I feel good.
I do. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the seventh consecutive year, which I'm very proud of, but without our clients, I'd be nowhere. So clients, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, it looks like the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates next week, or I'm sorry, lower interest rates next week. And so the question you might ask is, hey, the economy looks great, so why lower interest rates? Why are they doing that? And that's kind of the big question on Wall Street, all the talking heads, everybody's talking about it. So I'm going to jump into the fray and we'll tell you what we think about it. But more importantly, we're going to tell you what you should do about it. So it's not why, but it's also what you should do. So what? Also, this week, I want to talk with you about a disaster plan to protect your family. And, you know, because we're planners, right, we plan ahead for stuff. And we always plan for the bad stuff so that we're ready for it when it comes or if it comes. And so natural disasters, nature has a tendency to get angry every once in a while. And when that happens, it's important that you have a game plan for that. And if you don't, it could hurt you financially. So it does fit into the sphere of what we talk about. So we're going to talk about how to create a disaster plan to protect your family when natural disasters hit. Also, this week, we're going to continue, as we do every week, with our Social Security strategies. And, you know, what I do in that segment is I answer questions regarding Social Security, and you guys are terrific. If you want me to answer your question on the air, just send it to me. My email address is ken at rpoa.com. That's Retirement Planners of America. So ken at rpoa.com, and I'll endeavor to answer your questions on the air. Think about how cool that would be. Your question on the air. Wow. Now, also, I want to ask you a question, okay, dear listener. And that is, and I'm assuming here that you're working, okay? So you're working, and you're not self-employed, okay? So we got to set the stage properly. So your boss calls you into their office, and your boss says, we're cutting your pay in half. And you don't have the alternative of going and working somewhere else. You have to keep this job. So now you go home, and you've just found out that you have half your pay going forward. What do you do now? Well, the reason I'm asking that question is because that is exactly how someone who is retired should look at life if their investments lose a third or half their value in a bear market, because your investments are generating your quote-unquote wage during retirement. It's giving you your income. And if the engine that is driving that is half as valuable as it was before, your income should also drop in half. And the question I would ask you then is, what would you do if you suddenly had half the income? Well, we're going to answer that and what you should do about it later on. Jack is saying, it sounds like we need a disaster plan for your finances as well. Well, that's exactly right. That's exact. Good shot. So we're going to talk about the disaster plan for your finances as well, especially if you're within 5 years of retirement or you're already retired. So you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. I mean, most shows would say, you know, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Oh, don't you dare stop me. Because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're going to talk about the life insurance trust. Okay, because you've probably heard that life insurance is tax-free, okay? And that's actually not true, okay? It's income tax-free, but it is not estate tax-free. And I'm very certain, I could be wrong, but I'm very certain that none of you listening to this show right now, when you bought that life insurance policy under the beneficiary designation, you wrote in there 50% to the IRS. Would I be right in saying that? I guess for her, I was right. So we'll talk about how to structure things so that the likelihood of that happening is very remote. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. I got to give you a quick update. It's interesting to me how people listen to the show, and the only thing they retain is that I have a poodle puppy, and they want to know about the poodle puppy. So Schnoodle is our poodle puppy, Schnoodle the poodle. She's okay. I won't belabor that point. But anyway, she has curly hair. And when she dives, she jumps in the pool with me because I go for a swim every day in the pool. So she jumps in with me and she gets all matted and everything. So I went online and I bought one of the, I actually looked up a poodle brush. And there are such things. So if you picture your hand in the shape of a claw, it looks like that. But on the underside, on the inside of your fingers, there's a blade there. And what you do is you rake the dog's coat, and it cuts through all the mats, and it makes her like all dematted. It's cool. Who knew? People are so ingenious. What a great invention, you know? Because she's getting all, when she dries off from being wet, her hair, because noodles have hair, gets all matted up. So there you go. That's in case you guys have a poodle. So let's talk about the economy looks great. Why lower interest rates? Well, for those of you who pay attention to this stuff, and I know some of you do, last week, Mario Draghi, who is the chairman of the Europe Central Bank, or the president of the central bank, had a press conference where essentially he said, kids, things are looking very ugly right now in Europe. He said manufacturing is declining, consumer spending is declining, the economies are going down. And so therefore, he basically said, we are about to go into a period where we're going to lower interest rates, we're going to have stimulus and all that kind of thing. So that was not taken well by the European markets, as you can imagine. If the boss of your economy says things are looking really ugly right now, how do you take that? Are you like, whoa, this is great? So that issue is hanging out there. China, of course, because of the tariffs that are put on them, they are slowing down dramatically. Their manufacturing is, they're having to lend money to different precincts, or I forget what they call their different states in China, but they're lending money to them to keep things afloat. But you can't lend money, you can't borrow your way into prosperity, okay? I just don't think that's possible. It's maybe, right, if you're lucky, but most of the time, no. So they're borrowing more and more money. Their economy is slowing down, and the combination there, I don't think, ends well. Now, in addition to that, as I said, the trade war is ongoing. And it doesn't look like it's getting resolved, although every once in a while we get a news flash that they're talking and everybody gets excited, but it doesn't look like things are going. And as I've said in previous shows, I don't think that Donald Trump has any desire to take the China issue off the table before the elections. Because if you look at the polls, the one thing that both sides agree on, Democrats, or I guess all three sides, moderates, Democrats, and liberals, is that China needs to be reined in. And he's the guy that can do it. So he's got a winning hand on that one. He's not going to let it go prior to the elections, I don't think. So therefore, that should stay. So why would the Fed then, even though our economy is the best economy since the 60s right now, employment, consumer spending, all those kind of things, why would they raise or lower interest rates and stimulate the economy? The reason is it's insurance. I think, because that's what it is. And that is that if Europe, China, and all that continues to go down, it could go around the globe and circle around and come back to slow us down, if not put us into a recession as well. So I think it's partially that they're getting insurance against that, which I think is wise. But also, they painted themselves in a corner. They've been saying they're going to lower interest rates for the last month and a half or so. And now if they reneged on that, holy cow, do you know what the markets would do? And the last thing I think the Fed wants to do is to make the markets, the bond and stock markets go crazy. So for all those reasons, I think we're going to see the interest rates lowered next week. And when that happens, historically, the stock market over the next year has a phenomenal run. Okay. It's just the average is a rise of 16%. And so we believe right now that we should be bullish, and I hope you are too. So what should you be doing about it? Well, of course, you should be invested right now, as we are with our clients. Okay. So all of our clients are fully in their allocations, or I shouldn't say all of our clients, the clients that are following our recommendations are. Therefore, we're looking at the future and thinking that things are going to go up from here. It is important for you, if you are within 5 years of retirement or you are 5 years into retirement, if you're in that 10-year period, that you only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your goals, in my view. Okay, so I think it's extremely important to not take too much risk when you get all excited because things are going up and all that. So what I encourage you to do is go to our website. It is rpoa.com, and you'll find information on there on retirement planning, on meeting with one of our retirement planners, on seminars, webinars that we have, and lots of information that can help you. Okay, so rpoa.com is our website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about creating a disaster plan to protect your home and your family. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Moray. This is Money Matters with Ken Moray, and of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And I am senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work with people who are within 5 years of retirement or are already retired.
I love it!
and I love it. It's true. I feel like that is the place where we can do the most good, you know, because one of the things that's it's a change in the way you think, you know, in my view, when you retire as it was when you were working and accumulating and saving towards retirement. It's a diametrically opposed point of view. You know, when you're building and you're growing and you're doing all that to get to retirement, you need to be, in my opinion, more aggressive. You know, you need to have a more, you know, you got a longer perspective, so you're putting money in all the time. So you're essentially on offense. And once you get to within 5 years of retirement or you are retired, you become defensive. You have to, in my opinion, be defensive. You have to protect what you've built. You have to look at inflation. You have to look at your expenses. You have to look at your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs who want you to spend money on them. You know, you got to look at all those things. And we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. So we want you to go play and have fun. And to do that, you have to have, in my opinion, a strong game plan in place to protect what you've built. Now, part of all of that is to create a disaster plan to protect your home and your family. Okay, so it ties into that theme. So, of course, no human being can prevent natural disasters. Okay, but you can prepare. Just like I think you can prepare for financial disasters. Okay.
Oh, so, I'm so scared.
And I think a little dose of fear is healthy. All right. So let's create a plan with your family. So figuring out what to do in the event of a disaster. So you need to ask questions like, where should you meet? Who's responsible for the dog? You know, we got a poodle. We got a little puppy. I mean, a little. She's a 70-pound puppy. Make sure everyone knows the plan, okay? Have drills, practicing so they're comfortable with who does what. Make sure you know what's going on. So here's what you do to prepare for a natural disaster. The first thing is sign up for severe weather alerts in your area, okay? There are apps that you can get on your phone that'll do that, okay? Program emergency numbers into your phone. Okay, so if you need to, all the emergency numbers, put them in your phone so you can just dial those automatically. Decide on a meeting place for your family to gather. You know, if you have kids in school or they're at work or whatever it may be, have a place where everybody's going to meet and know where that is, okay? And then plan escape routes from your home and your neighborhood, okay? Because roads could be blocked in a large-scale disaster, so you may not. You need an alternative route on how to get out of there if you have to. Okay, be sure that all adult and teenage family members know how to shut off the gas, the electric, the water lines at your house, because you don't want the gas line to be broken and it's sitting there, and all of a sudden your whole house blows up, and nobody did anything about it. Have CPR equipment at your house or classes. Have somebody in your family know how to do CPR and first aid training. Now, I'm fortunate. My wife was an emergency room nurse, so I think she'll take care of me. But if it was her, I actually don't know how to do CPR. I should follow my own advice. The other thing here is create an emergency kit. All right, so you need a 3-day supply of drinking water. Human beings can go a long time without eating. I mean, you can literally go without eating for like a month or whatever, but you cannot go very long without water. You will die very quickly without water. Have non-perishable foods such as canned fruit, protein bars, that kind of thing. And so the other thing also that's very important in my opinion, of course, have flashlights, dry clothing, first aid kit, have a crank or battery-powered radio, have sanitation supplies, just keep all of that. And of course, if you have prescriptions, make sure you have a supply of prescriptions. If you have glasses, contact lens solutions, you know, all that kind of stuff, just have it ready just in case. Now, the other thing that you also need to have, in my opinion, is an emergency savings fund. And as you guys know, if you're working, if you have wages, we believe that you should have 3 to 6 months of your cost of living in cash. And when I say cash, I mean at the bank, you know, in a savings account, that kind of thing. So if you're working and you have wages, 3 to 6 months. If you are retired and you're living on Social Security and your investments are providing you to supplement Social Security, in that event, I think you should have 1 to 2 years of your cost of living in cash. Okay, so that way, and I don't mean like dollar bills, you know, stashed under your mattress. I mean cash in the bank. But that money is there to help to pay for those kind of things when it happens. And having an emergency fund may help you to avoid going into debt or dipping into your retirement savings after a disaster happens. Okay, so, and then finally, one of the things that happens with disasters is preparing, you know, your family for what could happen and how to react. So if you have children, take time to talk to them about the disaster plan, as I've mentioned, the best routes, who to call for mom and dad if they're at school. You know, give them the reassurance that they know what's going on. What happens if a disaster occurs while they're, you know, not at home, and where should they go? Where should they go during a disaster? The neighbor's house, relatives, a friend's home. So and also, what would their role be in the family if an emergency happens. So if you have an older brother, or a younger brother and the older sister needs to take care of them or whatever. So you assign responsibilities. It's just wise to have a game plan to cover these things because, you know, what is Murphy's Law? The worst thing that possibly could happen will, and at the worst possible time as well. So anyway, that is our tips for you to create a family disaster plan to protect
your
family.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Now, I mentioned that we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And so one of the things that you probably know is that we are now in the longest running bull market in the S&P 500 index in history. It's the longest one now. And it is also the highest rising one ever right now. And if you know what happened in the last two bull markets, where did they end? You know, all bull markets have ended in a bear market. There's 100% to that. And the last two, if you think about those, Y2K and 2008, ended very badly. And this one is longer than both of those. The bull market that we're in is longer than what preceded those two. So our view is that the next one is going to be one attention-getting disaster. And you need to have a disaster recovery plan, a plan to protect your retirement from that kind of thing. And we do. We have a strategy we call Invest and Protect. And we told our clients and those of you listening to the show to get out of all equities in November of 2007. And that was before the whole market crash of 2008. And it's because we work primarily with people who are retired or retiring soon that we say that, because we believe that your money should last as long as you do. And protecting what you built is so important. So if you go to our website, rpoa.com. It's rpoa.com. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. You can go to one of our seminars. You can watch our webinars. You can listen to podcasts, videos, lots and lots of information about retirement planning on there for you. So I encourage you to go at rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have Social Security strategies. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. We are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And I am a senior retirement planner at our firm. We are Retirement Planners of America. And our clients are primarily people who are retired or retiring soon. And if that's you, then we'd love to meet you and see if we can help you. And in 2015, actually, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And we're very proud of that designation. But you know what? Without our clients, we would be absolutely nowhere. So we're so grateful to them. And I'm actually grateful to you for listening to this show. And as I said, we have two goals for our clients and actually for you listening to this program as well. We want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, we want your money to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. We don't want you to worry. We call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. And we want you to enjoy yourself and not worry. And if we can accomplish that for you, then we feel like we've done a good thing. Now, one of the most important parts of retirement planning, in my opinion, is Social Security planning and making sure that you think through the decisions before you actually do it, right? A lot of people, I'm trying to remember who the study was from, but a large percentage of people who sign up for Social Security do it incorrectly. And the belief is that there are hundreds of billions of dollars that are left on the table by people on Social Security because they did not think through how to do it the best way. So on the show here, what I do is I read questions and hopefully give answers that can help you. And so this one here, and if you want to send me your questions, you can email me. It's ken@rpoa.com. Okay, ken@retirementplannersofamerica.com. So I have a husband here who is 70, and he is collecting Social Security. And I have a wife who is 66, and she's also collecting Social Security. So what they want to know is there a way that she can stop receiving her Social Security benefits and wait until she's 70, and then file to get half of his? Okay, she wants to get a spousal benefit on his. And so the answer, so basically she's already collecting. She's over, she's 66, so she's past her normal retirement age. He's 70. He's collecting also. She wants to stop getting hers, start collecting half of his when she is 70 and get a higher benefit. Well, the answer is if it's been less than 12 months since she filed, she can withdraw her application, repay any benefits that were paid to her, and then refile and collect on her half of her husband's benefits. So she can do that only if it's been with the last 12 months and you repay what you've been paid. But if she doesn't want to do that, she could suspend, right? She could call, go to Social Security and say, stop paying me. And she could wait then till she's 70 to start collecting. You can always do that, and your benefits will increase over time. And then at 70, you can start collecting yours. You'll get your cost of living adjustments. But she would not be able to receive half of her husband's because she's already started collecting. So because of that, that option's gone. Okay. So this is an example of what I'm talking about. Before you start collecting Social Security, look at your options. Because in this case, it's too late now. The bell's been rung, you can't unring it. Now, there are options, but the main option we were looking to do, we cannot do because she's already collecting, okay? So do it, you know, it's like measure twice, cut once. You know, all those old things, those old, you know, that your grandparents used to tell you, they're true, aren't they? I mean, there's a reason why old people have, they're wise, they have experience. So on the Social Security website, it says that there are 9,100 ways to apply to collect Social Security. 9,100. Which one is right for you? I don't know. The only way we can find out is by visiting with you and helping you to walk through what your options are and what your personal circumstances are. How old are you? How much income do you have? Is one of you healthier than the other? Does one of you make more money than the other? All those kind of questions need to be taken into account before you make this very important decision as to how you're going to take your Social Security. So here's what I encourage you to do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And while you're there, what you can do is we have articles, podcasts on collecting Social Security. This segment is recorded on there, so you can listen to it again if you'd like. And while you're there, if you would, I encourage you to take advantage of the opportunities we have there for you. Okay, so you can meet with one of our retirement planners. You can sit down and review your entire financial picture. We want to help you not just with Social Security, but your 401k, your income during retirement, your income taxes. We want to review your insurance policy. All we want to look at the whole picture with you. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, we're going to tell you that too. Okay, so either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And Bogey is right. I think it is too. Now, the other thing is, while you're there, if you would like, maybe you don't want to go directly and talk to one of our retirement planners. Maybe you want to watch our webinar. We have a retirement planning webinar that I think you'll benefit from. Or you can go to one of our seminars. We have seminars that literally thousands of people have attended over the years, and we've been doing those for quite a while now. And I think you'll benefit quite a bit from that as well. So all of this is available to you on our website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what would you do if your boss told you that your pay was cut in half. Well, believe it or not, if you're retired and not working, that could happen to you. Tell you why when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know, if louses go back to their spouses when the stock market goes down, then Y2K and 2008 saw a lot of family reunions, I have to say. So we are back, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and I've been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. All of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America, and we specialize in retirement planning. So we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then we would love to meet you and see if we can help you. And Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors, actually for the third time. Is that Reveille or is that Charge? That's Charge, right? That's the Charge. Yeah, okay. So we're very proud of that. But you know what? Without our clients, we would be absolutely nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. And we have two goals for our clients and for you listening to this show as well. We want your money to last as long as you do. Okay? We're not here to make you rich quick. We are here to help you to not become poor. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. Those are our prime directives, and that's what we spend all of our time thinking about. How do we make that happen for our clients? And so our website is retirementplannersofamerica.com, or if you prefer, rpoa.com. And so you can go on there and find out more about us if you're interested. Now, I want to ask you a question. What would you do? And I'm assuming here that you know, when you were working, if you're retired and you're not self-employed because you would be your own boss, but if you were working at a job, right, you had a job, and what would you do if your boss told you your pay was cut in half? Right. So your boss calls you into the office and says, starting today, your pay is cut in half. And in this scenario, you don't have the option of going and finding a job somewhere else. You have to keep this job. So what are you going to do now? Well, if you're married, you're going to go home and tell your spouse, our income has been cut in half. So we either dip into savings or we're going to have to cut all these things out of our budget. You know, no more golf, no more this, no more that. The family trip is canceled. You'd have to do all those kind of things to make sure that you can live within the wage that you now have. So how is this relevant? What does that story have to do with anything? Well, basically, the way that we look at your retirement nest egg, the money that you have accumulated that you're now going to retire on and is going to provide you with your income to supplement Social Security or pensions or whatever else you may have. We consider that to be your wage. The dollars that you are receiving are your wage when you are retired. Okay? So your company, if you will, is your investments. And if you go through a bear market, and you know Y2K was a 49% drop in the S&P, 2008 was a 57% drop in the S&P, and you know a lot of people in Y2K lost more than that 49% because they were overly heavy in technology stocks. And in 2008, people that were in real estate, some of them went bankrupt and lost everything. So you know you can lose a lot more than what I'm saying. But just for sake of this example, if your investments were to lose half their value, then it's the same, in my view, as having been told your income just got cut in half. Because if you were drawing $100 from your investments and your investments were now have half value, then you need to cut your $100 that you were taking from that to 50. Because if you're still taking 100, you're taking too much out now. In most cases, you'd be draining the tub faster than it can stay filled, and you'd run out of money, and I don't want that for you. So you would have to therefore cut your money. So how would you do that? What would you do? And you know that's the dilemma. So that's why we believe that once you get within 5 years of retirement, or you are 5 years within retirement, that first 10 years, that 10-year period, is so incredibly important.
There's no doubt about it.
I believe there is no doubt. You know, I think it is the single most important decade of your entire financial life, because it doesn't matter. You know, as I look at it, it doesn't matter how much you've accumulated. You know, if you've accumulated $10 million, you probably have a lifestyle that is, you know, commensurate with that $10 million that you've saved up. And now you want to retire with that $10 million, and now you lose half of that. You got five. It's still a lot by any standard. But now you got to cut your standard of living, most likely. You may not be able to retire the way you wanted to. It could change everything. Now, not everybody has $10 million, right? Most of you listening to the show probably don't. Okay? So our average client, I can tell you, does not. Our average client has about $500,000 or thereabouts. So therefore, what you want to do is protect your nest egg, okay, from that eventuality. And we have a strategy that we call invest and protect. And what we mean by that is that the buy and hold, which is, you know, you have a bunch of investments, high quality and diversified, and you rebalance, you know, periodically, is all you need to do. We believe that is an incomplete strategy, because even if you are diversified, if you have equities and you're in a bear market and those equities go down, you're going to lose money there. And so we want to protect against that. So in November of 2007, our Invest and Protect strategy told us it was time to get out of the equity. So we told our clients in November of 2007 to get out. We told people listening to the show the same thing. And those that followed our advice didn't lose any money in equities in 2008 during the credit crisis and the crash of 57% on the S&P.
Fascinating.
And also very logical, Mr. Spock. I think it is very logical to me. So if you are retired or retiring soon, if you are within 5 years of retirement, or you are 5 years into, you're in that 10-year period, you need to be looking at how do you protect what you've built. You've spent 20, 30 years building that. And we are now in the longest running bull market in history. The S&P has gone now the longest ever and the highest rising as well. What do you think is going to happen next? I mean, if you look at how the other two bull markets ended in Y2K in 2008, that may give you an inkling of what could happen next. And are you prepared for that? And if you're not, then maybe you should go to our website. Would you like to segue into that one? Our website is Retirement Planners of America, or RPOA.com, if you prefer. And while you're there, you can listen to this podcast of this show and other shows. You can watch videos on retirement planning and protecting your principal and all those kind of things that we believe in. And then also you can find articles and information. But also, most importantly, you have a couple of options. One is you can sign up to meet with one of our retirement planners. And
oh, thank you, Master.
Well, you're very welcome, Jeannie. And you can sit down and review your entire financial plan. We want to help you make Social Security decisions, estate planning decisions, income tax decisions, whether you can retire or not, all those kind of things. We want to help you with that. No charge or obligation. And if we can't help you, or if we can, we will part friends. Also, you can go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you, which I encourage you to go to. We have lots of information. Our website is retirementplannersofamerica.com or RPOA.com, whichever you prefer to type in. It's up to you. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I have been a certified financial planner professional for the last 20 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And I am a senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America. And so our clients are primarily people who are retired or retiring soon. And so if that's you, this show is designed for you. Our firm is designed for you. And if we can help you, we could not be happier. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, actually for the seventh consecutive year.
To infinity and beyond.
And Buzz is right, hopefully to infinity and beyond. So I'm glad you're with us, folks. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend. This is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that's called estate planning. Now, a lot of you listening to this show, I'm sure, have bought life insurance. And, you know, buying life insurance is one of the most altruistic acts I can think of, because you're not going to see that money. So you want it to go to the aforementioned greedy unwashed in the most, in the least taxed, most cost efficient way. And so for that, as in most things, estate planning, you need a trust. So we're going to talk now about the irrevocable life insurance trust. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches, and of course, estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff. It's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So this week, we're talking about life insurance. And many of you, I am sure, have heard that life insurance is tax-free. Well, actually, it ain't so. It is income tax-free, but it is not estate tax free. Because you see, life insurance, according to the tax code, is considered to be an asset, right? So it's a transfer of money from you to somebody else. So upon your death, if you have $1 million life insurance policy, that life insurance is going to be paid to somebody else. It's an asset that you've transferred from you to them. So they consider that $1 million as part of your estate. and therefore it is subject to estate tax. So you have to be careful about that. Now, currently, the estate tax exemption, this is under the new tax law that Donald Trump put in place, $11 million or a little more than that is not subject to estate tax. Okay, that's estate tax exemption. So for most of you, I'm pretty sure you don't have $11 million of life insurance, okay? So it doesn't affect you, so you don't have to worry about it, right? Wrong. Because even if the current law stays in place, it sunsets, means it goes away in 2025, okay? And it reverts back. But that's if they keep the law, this law in place, okay? Now, I've been doing this long enough. I remember when the estate tax exemption was $600,000. And we could see a change in the political climate where people believe that, you know, people who have large amounts of wealth should pay a higher share of the taxes. And they may decide that the estate taxes need to be levied on people with more than $1 million, for example, or more than $500,000, more than $600,000, as was the case not too long ago. So because of that, if you have life insurance of any significant amount, I think you should consider putting it into what is called a life insurance trust, an islet.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes, and you want happy squirts. Trust me on that. You don't want unhappy squirts. That's a bad thing. So here's how they decide if your life insurance is part of your estate. There are three tests. Are you the named owner? If you open the policy, look inside, your name as it says owner, then that's you, right? You're the owner. If you're paying the premiums, then they consider you to be the owner. And then finally, if you have incidence of ownership, meaning you can direct where the cash value goes, you can change the beneficiary, you can do that kind of stuff, then they deem you to be the owner, okay? In all three of those. Now, you don't have to meet all three of those tests. Any one of those makes you the owner, and it's included in your estate and subject to estate tax upon your death, okay? So what you want to do is make it where you are not meeting those tests. Somebody else is, and in this case, it would be a trust. And this is an irrevocable life insurance trust, ILIT for short, an islet. And if you put the policy in the trust, then what happens is it's paying the premiums, it is the owner, and it has the incidence of ownership, and therefore it is removed from your estate upon your death. There would be no tax, regardless of what the estate tax exemption is. All right? So if you have large life insurance policies, it is something for you to consider seriously, because take advantage of the $11 million exemption right now that we have. It's not going to be here forever, I don't think. All right. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then we would love to meet with you. Okay. Our firm, Retirement Planners of America, we want to help you plan for your retirement. That's what we do. Right. And so we would love to sit down with you, go over your retirement planning and see if we can help you. If we can, it is fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way, there's no charge or obligation. And you can do this by going to our website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And you can click on meet with an advisor. And if you do that, we'll schedule a time to visit and we'd love to see if we can help you. Now, also, if you go to our website, we have seminars near you, and these seminars have been attended over the years by over 10,000 people, so we've had quite a few attendees. We would love to see you there. We have our world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. You love those, and you'll learn about your finances. We'll help you calculate how much money you need to retire on. We'll help you calculate how to get income. We'll look at your Social Security questions, all that kind of stuff at our seminars. We have webinars on our website, lots of information. If you're over 50, go to RPOA.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. Wow, you know what? This show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Radio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.